All right, guys, I have a treat for you. So at our awards show, we had several different awards for different artists, and we had a special award that we had to keep secret, and that was an award designed for our friend. And so I have on the line with me the first ever Sandy Roloff Inspirational Award. Miss Sandy Roloff, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am well as well. So where you were at all the parties and stuff this week, where do you come from to go to Minneapolis?
I live just a little bit south of Madison, Wisconsin, in a little town called Oregon.
Okay. With everything going on in your world and everything going on medically in that, how important is it to you to come to Minneapolis to do these events?
It's extremely important. It's where I get, a really big portion of my support and love and energy. I got diagnosed a little over a year and a half ago, and I've just gotten so much life, from the Prince community and from all my friends that I've made through the years. And I really don't know where I'd be right now if I didn't have that support. It's just been incredible. People just reaching out and being so kind and loving and sending me purple mail and messages all the time. And just it's just been really great. Really
and
great.
Well, you go, and obviously we go because we want to, we want to hear the Prince tributes, we want to see the music, and we want to meet as many people as we can. But I think for a lot of us, when we leave the house, we're also hoping to see some of our friends and family that we've made over the years. But I mean, you were on everybody's list of people who hadn't met you yet, and then obviously all of us who had, we're like, okay, cool, we're going up here for this, but we're also going to get to hang out with these guys, but we're also going to get to hang out with Sandy as well. And those times for us are important, as none of us know day to day where we're going to be. And it's super cool that we get to hang out with you and that we get to be part of the party and part of the event that you're at. And we get to see you enjoying all of those events as well. What events did you attend this time, and which ones were your favorites?
I went to a lot of events. I went to Alan Kagan's birthday party at Honey, where Linka Paris DJ'd, and that was really fun. That was the first night that I was in town, and then the next night was Glick's, which was the big kickoff celebration for the Paisley Five and Dime with Eric Rogers and Amber. And that was a blast. Lots of people there and great music, dancing, all my friends. It was just really, really a good time. And then the next night was the RMR party, where I got my award, which was extremely exciting and very unexpected. I had a blast there and had a lot of friends there too, and just had a great time. And then the next night after that was Prince on the big screen at the Armory. And of course, that was fantastic. I loved that too. And the night after that was MPG, and they were great as usual. I had a lot of fun there too. I've just been having a great time. And after that, that was Saturday night. Then Sunday night, went to Bunkers and saw the combo. So I stayed pretty busy, and
Well,
I also went down into the tunnel with Kababi Bayak, who did the artwork for Rainbow Children, and also just did a new mural in the tunnel, Riley Creek Tunnel, and got to look at that with him and visit with him, and I just had a really great week.
yeah, I saw the
So,
pictures where you get to ride piggyback down there with him. How
yeah,
cool was that?
it was really cool. It was really cool. He's a great guy, and so I feel very, my spirit is filled after this past week. I just felt so much love. So it was great. All of it was really great.
Yeah, it was really cool once you get back and you check all the pictures and you look at everybody else's pictures that they post, and it was really cool to see that you had the time that you had, because while it's fulfilling for us, and I mean I took my daughter this time and she really enjoyed everything, and it was super cool to see all that. It's always good to see other people enjoying themselves, and especially people who deserve it, get their shine and get to smile the entire week, and that was definitely something that all of your pictures convey, and so that was fulfilling for those of us who know you and that as well. And I have to
Thank
say,
you.
the whole RMR party, everything was going smoothly, and then when it was time, we looked around and Jeff didn't see you and I didn't see you, so he messages me and, "Hey, did she leave? Is she still here?" And so I'm trying to look around, and I'm like, "No, I don't see her," and we're panicking. And so then I'm blowing your phone up like, "Hey, where you at? Where you at? Where you at?" And you're standing like 10 feet from me, like, "Hey, I'm right here."
Yeah, I was kind of wandering all over, but I was in the dressing room for a while, and that's when you messaged me. I'm like, no, I'm still here. But I had no idea why you were asking.
Yeah, it was probably the best kept secret of the entire week, and
Yeah, it really
only
was. I didn't even have a hint or anything.
we basically we just decided that since you always support us, that we needed a way to support you on into the future. So, whatever the doctors diagnose, that's on them, and it's up to you to prove them wrong. But no matter what, every year that we do an award show, we will give that award out, and we decided that we would give it out every year. It would keep your name would be on it, and every year somebody who inspires us to be better and who makes life better for everybody, somebody will be nominated to get that award, and they will get that award with your name on it. So
That's so
for
cool.
years to come, it's there. And we wanted, obviously, you had to be the first recipient, and we wanted you to know that, hey, you give everybody this and this this support, and we laugh and we cut up and that, but all of that aside, here's how we feel about you, and here's how we chose to honor you and make sure that you knew, hey, we all have bad days. We all have those days where we get up and we're like, man, just this world sucks, nobody cares. But we wanted to give you something that when you felt that way, you could look back at, you could reach over and grab and look at it and be like, well, that's not true. So
Yeah, I mean it's incredible. I just got done. My mom and my stepdad came over, and I showed them the video and all the pictures, and they just thought that was so cool. And it is really one of the best thing that's ever happened to me. So I really appreciate that from
well,
you guys.
so how tonight's show is gonna roll is I've got the interviews from everybody who was at the Real Music Radio party. I got an interview with Marty. I'm gonna talk to Jeff. And interspersed in between these interviews, when I snuck in last week and said, "Hey, give me a playlist. Those songs that you gave me are gonna be in between the interviews and everything." So
Oh,
this
cool.
tonight's show is your show. And I couldn't tell you why before, but yeah, tonight's show is your show. So,
Oh,
You're
that's so cool.
I'm not going to tell you where the interview is going to be, so that when we air it, you'll have to listen. But this is your show tonight.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's
And
really, really great.
we just, again, we love the support because y'all don't know. Sandy cuts up. We send each other these offbeat memes all the time that come up, and you're like, man, this is like two guys should send these back and forth, and nope, it's me and her, and we're laughing and we're cutting up. So anytime that we get to chat too, it always lasts. It could last 10 minutes, it could go 2 or 3 hours, it doesn't matter. We don't care, we're just chatting and it's a good time. So I don't know that Sandy's ever met a stranger, and if you guys haven't had the pleasure, look her up on Facebook. Send her a shout out. Tell her you heard about her at the Real Music Radio party, or you heard about her on the station. And hey, chat her up and see what the rest of us see when we're around her and when we're talking to her. And so for the next events in Minneapolis, because I believe you're gonna be there. What's the next thing that you're looking forward to?
Well, I don't, so I usually go in June as well as April. But my younger son is graduating from high school on the 9th of June this year. So I'm not sure, how much I'm going to be able to do. I'd like to go up at least for the day, maybe on June 7th, or I'm just not sure yet. We'll just see how it goes, how I'm feeling. And but I'm having family come in for the graduation, so I have to be around for that too. So we'll see. I may go to a couple concerts here and there, and just check out whatever I can get to. So
Well, I
my
know.
kids won't let me drive anymore, which is real hassle. But so it's a little harder to get around, but I'm making do. So.
Well, you will be there if not in the physical sense in June because of your son's graduation. And hey, nobody would be even be mad because your immediate family always comes first. But if you do make it up for the Maserati show on the 7th, you'll probably run into a bunch of us because I know I'm going to be there for sure, and my producer is probably going to be there, and I'm getting ready to find out if Jeff's going to be there. But yeah, so
Cool.
if we don't see you in June, we will definitely be looking forward to seeing you in November, and then for as long as we have the blessing of seeing you, we're going to just expect to see you every time.
Oh, thank you. I hope that that is the case, and I'm going to definitely work towards that. Keep myself healthy and positive, and everybody in the Prince community helps me do that every single day. So I'm ready to keep on fighting.
Well, I am going to let you get back to your fight. Thank you for coming on our show and for talking to us
Sure.
tonight.
Thank you for
And
having me.
ladies and gentlemen, that was the first ever recipient and namesake of the Sandy Roloff Inspirational Award that we will be giving out every year, Miss Sandy Roloff.
Thank you.